Welcome to your guided let go meditation. From my heart, I thank you for being here. In this moment, make yourself a bit more comfortable, perhaps stretching your body, breathing deeper, closing your eyes. And simply allow yourself to feel even more relaxed. Imagine that your body has a golden egg-shaped light. It has layers of violet light, golden light, and bright platinum light. Inside this egg, your energy and consciousness are sealed and protected by your spirit and source. For every breath that you take, the frequency of this energetic field pulses and raises your vibration. As you listen to the sound of my voice, and the space in between my words, allow yourself to relax even more. Your unconscious mind goes deeper and deeper, and you begin to feel more and more relaxed. Imagine yourself taking a hike, surrounded by trees and mountains. You are carrying a backpack that is quite heavy. Notice the weather. Notice the temperature. Notice the ground beneath your feet. Get a sense of connecting to nature. And imagine that there is just one mountain that you are feeling compelled to walk to. In order to get to it, you must cross a river. Imagine yourself walking towards that river. And as you arrive, you see a wooden bridge that crosses the river, allowing you to get to that mountain. It is safe to walk on that bridge. And so you decide to go ahead and cross it. As you walk on the bridge, you notice that part of the bridge is missing. The only way to get over to the other side is simply to jump. And you decide that you will make the jump. First, you toss your backpack. Then you take a few steps back. Take a deep breath in. And then you start running. And at the end, you make the leap and land with both feet on the other side of the bridge. You notice that the scenery is different. The air feels fresher. It feels more clean and clear. As you approach the mountain, you are greeted by an old shaman. He is waiting by the fire with a smile on his face. "I have been waiting for you. Come have a seat," he says. You decide to take a seat, and you take off the heavy backpack from your shoulders. And you feel a sense of relief. The shaman begins to tell you a story about how the people used to be so connected to nature, the spirit, and what is now considered hidden knowledge. The most important relationship was with themselves and Source. They were proud and united with one another. As the people became more integrated with modern society, each generation drifted away from their original essence, and they began to abandon themselves. The disconnection happened slowly over time. Our true face was covered with masks, hiding their original self. The mind's parasite began to create a delusion state of mind within my people. I don't know why some of us seem to be more immune among this mind's parasite. It cannot survive in light of awareness. We must stay cleansed and cleared. The parasite lives in the shadow. The light of truth shines upon it. In order to survive this, the mask have to come off. Unfortunately, many will never consider taking off their mask in this lifetime because they do not know they have layers upon layers hiding their true, authentic self. You, my friend, I see some of your masks have fallen and dissolved. I know this isn't an easy path when you realize what you know now is not the truth. The shaman asks you to open the backpack. You open it, and as you do, you see the backpack is full of masks. These are the masks that you were taught throughout your life to wear. Some of them were created in different times of your life. Some of them are not even yours. You inherited them. They are masks of your ancestors. You have unconsciously accepted them as yours. Some of them you have worn throughout several lifetimes. These masks make you play roles. They cover up your originality, your true divine light. The shaman invites you to start burning each and every one of those masks. Each mask will create a reaction, maybe relief, fear, sadness, or anger. If this happens, know that those emotions are there because they will help you heal. Now it's the time to let go. The shaman places his hand on your back as you begin to grab each mask one by one and throw it into the fire. Now take your time. Now that you are done, you feel relieved. And before you leave, the shaman gives you the warmest hug, and you feel a sense of unconditional divine love. And then the shaman tells you, "You have you. Your inner divine self is always connected to Source. The feeling of being alone is a lie and is created by the mind's parasite. Do not fall into the trap." And as you begin to walk up the mountain, you notice you have a rope tied around your waist with an anchor tied to it. It feels heavy. The rope and anchor was invisible before, but now you see it. This rope and anchor was created when you felt abandoned, guilt, sadness, and shame. You drag the anchor with you. You notice how heavy it feels. And when you arrive to the top of the mountain, you notice that there is a drop. Now imagine that you untie the rope around your waist. At first, you struggle, but you do not give up. Finally, you untie the rope. And as you do, imagine that the rope and anchor begin to dissolve completely. And as it dissolves, you feel your heart begin to spin, lighting up and being filled with love and compassion. You allow yourself to release even more. And you can't help but notice black smoke leaving your body, turning gray. Light gray, white, until it becomes transparent. Whoever you are, whatever you are doing, you must remain strong like a mountain, well balanced and grounded. You are bold and honest. You are fierce and loving. You are assertive and confident in your ability to set boundaries. Your self-esteem is growing like a bright sun. You are bold and honest. You can express yourself freely and is activated right now. This skill is expanding every day. Every day that you use your voice, it is like sharpening your sword of courage. You are fully aware that not everyone will understand you, and that is okay. It is natural. You are freeing yourself more and more. liberated by your awareness. Peace is within your heart. Some situations in life will require your fearfulness, and your courage will inspire others. Your path is yours. Not all will walk it with you, and that is okay. You are independent. You can only control yourself. You are responsible for you, for your body, for your mind. You are the one that leads you, and you are the one responsible to show up with high morals and live in divine harmony in life. Some will try to confuse you. Let them try, as they will not succeed. You are full of strength. You need to not wear those masks. Your voice is a creation of the fire in your spirit, so use it now. And take a few deep breaths. Pay attention to how calm, relieved you may feel. And begin to move your body so we can come back. Place your hand on your heart. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes.